Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Diana Fritsch-Gottroth and our visit with her today. She's been providing us with some great commentary. Diana is, by the way, economics21.org is her website. I encourage you to go there and learn more about it and sign up for the e-brief, which comes every day. Diana, there's some regulations that are continuing to be rolled back and being eliminated and not being made. There's one thing that President Trump's administration is doing that is not getting the coverage. It's getting almost no coverage, except on my show and maybe in yours and your email, your blog, and that is the assault on regulations. Whereas in the Obama administration, he used regulations to assault me and other small business owners. Then Trump has assaulted the regulatory regime, and there's been a big rollback recently. I want you to tell us about.
Yes, well, there was this regulation called this was the EEO-1 form, which is a form that says that employers that have more than 100 workers have to fill in the race and sex and occupation of their workers. Well, under President Obama, he wanted to add wages to that so that employers would have to fill out basically a spreadsheet that went from 170 points to 3,360 by having to fill in the race, sex, occupation, wages, and hours worked of all their workers.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this under, believe it or not, the paperwork reduction.
Right.
He used this obscure
without any sense of shame, they did that.
Without any sense of shame. And the object of this would be to allow the Labor Department to do a fishing expedition, to go to a particular firm and say, look, you're not paying your men and women equally, or you're not paying your mm-hmm. Hispanics and whites the same, and we're going to prosecute you. We're going to come in and fine you. Even though the categories on this form, the professional services, for example, included nurses and doctors, there's no reason to pay nurses and doctors the same. And the wages were not the precise wage, but the wage band.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have two people in a wage band, and there might still be discrimination. So this was purely to allow a fishing expedition. It could not have proved discrimination in a court of law.
When did this
go into
effect?
An immense burden on employers.
Did this actually ever go into effect?
No, it was going to go into effect March 2018, next March. But thank goodness, Naomi Rao, who is the head of the Office of Information and Regulatory Analysis at the Office of Management and Budget, pulled that regulation back last week. So,
and these are the kinds
of
this, and you got. We got to give credit where credit's due here. I promise you, this is. She did that under the full expectations, if not direction, of President Trump. I mean, this is what he's doing to regulations. I may have told you this. Our mutual friend Wayne Cruz told my audience in May. He went to the after 3 years of record regulations. On the docket. He said, I went to the docket, there were no new regs.
Right, exactly.
He said, I'd never seen that before.
Yeah, exactly. And no new regs is good news.
That's the reason. That's one of the reasons the economy is growing. And as you know, a tax cut, a tax reform, gives immediate energy to the economy. Regulation cuts take longer to be felt. So we're gonna benefit from what's happening this year in regulations next year.
Right, exactly. Well, we're already benefiting. We
have
3% growth in the second quarter.
Yeah.
We've hit 3% growth in the second quarter, which is a big benefit.
There's no question about it. So what other things are you seeing out there that would be similar to this?
Well, environmental regulations are being pulled back. Labor regulations are being pulled back. And even more important as pulling back the regulations, it's good to know that you're not going to have Uncle Sam behind you waiting to hit you on the head with some new regulation. That the focus is on rolling them back and evaluating them.
And maybe giving them to the states?
The states we need to keep an eye on, yes. I was speaking to Maryland Secretary of Labor, Kelly Schultz, and she was saying how difficult it is to put these regulations in about joint employer and independent contractor. So what we need to do is shift our focus to the states. Just because there isn't a federal regulation does not mean that in some states they're not thinking about new regulations.
But shouldn't this be more in the state level? Let the states compete with each other.
Yes, exactly. We need to let the states compete with each other, but we hope they're going to make the right decision.
But I mean, look at Iowa and Illinois. Look at Illinois in the middle of Iowa and Indiana and the states around them that are much better environments for employers.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And Texas
They've
and got California.
To compete. Exactly. Hey, Diana. Good job today. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much for inviting me, Jim.
You're always welcome. Here, Diana Furchtgott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Diana joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Labor Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.